Wednesday, June 14th. Staff meeting this morning was mainly on congressional status of various matters, revenue sharing. The staff is all concerned because we had the votes to pass it in the House today, and then it got put off by Mills for a week, and they fear that the delay may lose it, although we'll probably still win. None of them realize that we want to lose it, and so it's good Ehrlichman's back and that we didn't get, we'll be back tomorrow, and that we didn't get the vote today. On the House resolution against the war, there's still a possibility of a move to reconsider and thus undo the pro-presidential resolution that they passed yesterday. Our guys think, however, there'll be a good vote on the floor, but not until next week, maybe even later. They also think we can defeat Mansfield's resolution in the Senate, but it's a matter of tactics. We may have to put in a substitute, and the vote on that may come tomorrow. On welfare, they say we won't even have a draft of the committee bill for 10 days, so we can sit tight on that, although here again, they don't know that we want to defeat the whole thing. The president got into a discussion this morning of his concern about the management of the campaign committee. He had been talking to Colson, who had pumped him full of what a bad job they're doing. He wanted to maybe the president talk to Mitchell and try and get him to put in a good, tough deputy to run things. I convinced him that he ought to hold off and let me try to sell Malik in that role first, and if I failed, then the president could hit Mitchell on him, but it would be better, or might be better, for me to handle it. He also was concerned about the contributors' problem, the fact that they're hitting us on not releasing our list, and wants at least to have all our major contributors make a minor contribution now so that they get their names listed, so people won't attack us for not having the names on there. We had some discussion about subjects for the cabinet meeting and general planning, schedule, looking ahead. He's going to do a press conference on domestic policy only next Wednesday. He had McGregor in this afternoon and was talking about general political things. The McGovern amnesty question, and President made the point that Lincoln didn't grant amnesty on a straight-out basis. He only granted it to those who returned to their units and served out their time. He got back onto the Crystal Book again and wanted me to send Ronald Reagan a copy and especially commend Chapter 7 on Education to him. He sent Monzon over to the House to get his marked copy of the book and read me a number of passages of that he particularly liked, mostly regarding higher education and Crystal's contempt for the tenured faculty and left-wing intellectuals. End of June 14th.